The Lord says you are a mighty army, and he is preparing you. Do not resist what he is doing.
Yes.
Mighty men of God, Gibur in Hebrew, mighty men of God are being raised up in this place. Do not think lightly of this place. Do not think lightly of that pastor. Do not think lightly of what is happening here.
Mm.
I've been around for a few years. I've seen revivals in South Africa. I've seen revivals in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Get ready. Something is happening that we will write books about.
Mm.
Amen.
That's all.
You can stay seated there, but would you pray over us, brother, that stuff? We just want to receive that to happen to us. Yeah.
Lord, I pray that you would sharpen the weapons for the fight.
Yes.
I pray that you would raise up men and women, that you would give them boldness, Lord.
Yes.
That all this timidity and manny-panny weakness stuff would go away.
Yes.
That they would be virile and strong and able.
Mm.
Lord, move through the leadership that you have in this church and achieve your purposes. Lord, we pray for a strengthening and anointing,
yes,
of love that will win the world, that is the strongest force that there is, Lord. And I pray for everyone here. I pray that you would not think, oh, well, it's for the guy next to me. The Lord is equipping this whole body in a way that we are not expecting. But we got to start expecting that.
Yes.
Lord, release the power of your Spirit. Fill us to overflowing. We pray, Lord, that the good works that you have purposed for us to do from the beginning of,
yes,
the foundation of this world, that we would stop resisting and start doing them,
yes,
to your glory. And I pray, Lord, that you would use this city of Wichita in a way that would be momentous. And Lord, we commit ourselves to that. We commit ourselves to do the praying and the fasting,
yes,
and the praying, not neglecting you, Lord. Give us a living relationship with you, a vital daily kneeling in your presence, so that we would be anointed for this work, to your glory, in Christ's name.
Amen.